Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers, for your perseverance in prayer in these difficult times. And while we really do need perseverance, don't we? Things just keep changing on the world landscape. But Lord has it in control. He knows what he's doing. It's interesting, last night, Ezekiel had a vision. He was with a Saudi prince. And there were a bunch of papers laid out on the table, and there was a very important decision being made. And Ezekiel was talking about a baby being born and a woman being in labor. And it was very difficult birth, and that the baby died, actually, and the woman was in critical condition afterwards, and for some reason I got the idea that it might be our attempts at being a republic and moving forward. I hope that wasn't it. I hope that wasn't it, but whatever it was very important last night. And earlier that day, one of our core members had a vision and was told in the vision to pray in the spirit that a global event was going on and we were at a critical junction. And later on, Ezekiel had the dream or the vision of the woman in labor. And one of the things was spoken to her, and that was that the earth, that we would see the earth shaking. Wow. And President Putin came out and said he was absolutely done with the West, and that the West couldn't go on doing what the West has been doing all these years, namely supplying legitimate governments and causing chaos in different countries for their own personal gain. It's a terrible thing, really. And there's so many Americans who are innocent of this. They don't know what the country has been doing. And if they knew, they would be totally against it. But they don't, and it continues. And the rest of the world is done with it. That's not to say that Russia is perfect, or that anyone is perfect, but it is to say there is fault on our part, and we have been terrible. So, with Halloween coming on, we knew we were going to be in for a bit of prayer. We always pray, especially around this time of the year, especially for little children that are being indoctrinated into Satanism. And for those that are going to lose their lives in ceremonial situations, we pray against that, and we pray for the witches that they'll wake up and see what a horrible thing they're doing, and that it's not going to bring them anything in the end but torment. So, a couple of people here in the refuge have been sick as well, and that really happens often whenever there's some real evil things going on. The Lord allows us to be down flat on our backs, praying and interceding, and He receives that illness, whatever it might be, as a fast offering against what's going on in the world. So if any of you are feeling kind of punky or feeling sick, there's a good reason for it. And the Lord will use that as an intercessory offering. So I began today in prayer by saying, Lord, forgive me, I feel so sick. And He replied, you're fighting off what others have had, but it is coincidental with world affairs. Thank you for hanging on, for holding on, for believing and interceding. Lord, I've never felt more impotent in my life. That's good, He said, because now everything good that comes from these circumstances will be attributed to me, as it should be. You can't get around the vessel being used. People tend to put them on a pedestal or get embittered with vessels for their faults. No one is the same. All have fallen short. And I ask you, my people, to allot great mercy and lenience to the vessels and to honor that I've chosen to bring you messages. They carry a great burden and are no different from you. So often much more is expected of them that they cannot possibly live up to. Understand, they are made of clay just like you. Right now, He continued, my focus is on getting you ready to withstand the chaos that is coming upon this nation. I know you are all very weary. Force the power. manipulating the results. Is this act of abandonment and trust that brings forth the greatest results in my kingdom? So do not be dismayed by your weaknesses or how you feel. The results are far removed from you. Therefore, you can enter into my rest, beloved. And that's the end of this message. Very sweet message. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, heart dwellers. Pray for us as we pray for you as well.